Welcome to the Junk Refund Show, hosted by Alan J. Cook, founder of 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. Have you ever paid those expensive junk removal companies to take away some of your stuff, only to say to yourself, as a truck drives off down the street, some of that stuff wasn't junk? Did they try to sell it for you and give you some money back? No. Well, now there is a company that can do just that. Listen to our weekly Junk Refund Show on BBS Radio TV to learn how one lady spent $375 on junk removal and got $3,200 back. 1-800-JUNK-REFUND represents the next generation of junk removal. Learn how to not only save your money on junk removal, but how to get some money coming back. Plus, purchase one of our radio vouchers during the show to save even more on your junk removal. Let's get the junk out of your home and out of your life. Now, with your host, Alan J. Cook.
Hey, I am coming to you live, and I'm having a blast here at the Spanx Convention in Salt Lake City. This is day one, and all of the celebrities are just coming into town, including today's guest, Quentin Aaron, who is the co-star of the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. He will be here in just a few minutes, but I am really having fun here. They've put me in the green room, which is a big open reception area where all the celebrities come to get ready to basically make a pile of money, to be honest with you, signing their autographs, getting photo ops, sitting on panels, discussing, you know, what's going on in their life, etc. And this awesome guy, Quentin, has agreed to be my guest on the show, thanks to my buddy Dave Farr, who is a key player in the FanX conventions around the country. They do four of them around the country. Earlier, about a few months ago, I interviewed Dave's brother, Dan, who is the CEO of FanX, and have just been having a blast getting to know this convention. I came here last year after Dave encouraged me for a few years to come out and help out as a volunteer. So I did last year, and they gave me an assignment to collect autographs. Sell autographs. And I just had a blast doing it, got to meet a few people, and I'm back this year for the 3-day stint just as a volunteer to help my friends out and do what I can. Last year they assigned me to William Shatner, and I collected the cash for his autographs for a day, and I've never seen so much cash go through my hands in one day. People lined up, paid $120 a shot to get his autograph, and I grabbed it's all cash, and I grabbed the cash, jammed it into a bank envelope at my feet. That filled up really quickly. We got a second one. That filled up. We started jamming cash in a box at my feet, and after one day, William Shatner walked away with a few bucks. He went up on this, I think it was SpaceX that he went up for a 10-minute ride into space when he was 90 years old. And it was just great watching him bounce around this place last year. This year, they've got the cast of Back to the Future here. Michael J. Fox and the rest of the gang will be here on Friday and Saturday. Sitting behind me is the actor who played Biff in that series. Sitting to my right, about 50 feet away, is the actor who played the scientist in that series. And to get a little bit of quiet, I just kind of pulled the table over here in the corner of this guest room where all the celebrities come to just kind of get their feet under themselves after flying into town and then going to be a part of this for the next 2.5 days. So it's going to be a busy time. If you are in the Salt Lake City area or even in the Intermountain West area or even in the U.S., in the continental U.S., and you want to come meet a bunch of cool people, they have 93 celebrities coming here this year. So, from what I can tell, one of the highlights this year is the Back to the Future cast. Can't say enough good about Michael J. Fox and all the work that he and his family do to raise money. And I just think of what they do is tremendous, and they're going to be here tomorrow and Saturday. So that's a big deal. The exhibitors are here. There are, I don't know how many dozens, hundreds maybe, of booths that are set up. I stopped by the guys that do the Lego. There's a booth that has all these movie stars, various animated stars, all in Lego form downstairs, and hundreds of these little tiny, 2-inch at the most high Lego figurines are down there, all lined up, ready to sell over the next 3 days. If you come into downtown Salt Lake, you're going to see a bunch of people dressed up in costume as their favorite, superhero or whatever. Christopher Lloyd, by the way, that's the scientist from Back to the Future, is here. I got to say hi to him just a few minutes ago. But just the atmosphere that's here is tremendous. This is the 10-year anniversary of FanX. When they started doing it 10 years ago, they called it Salt Lake Comic Con. And because of trademark issues, they had to take the Comic Con off. And so brilliant Dan Farr, the CEO, named it FanX, which is short for Fan Experience, which tells you what priority the fans are in his lineup. They are top priority. They do a great job entertaining those fans and making it an experience that is terrific for the fan base. And it's the fans, like they say in movies, athletics, concerts, whatever, it's the fans that kind of make it work. So I'll tell you a little bit about Quentin Aaron and just some of the things that I've learned about him in the last little while. He is a very, very nice guy with a heart as big as gold. Has had some wonderful experiences with his acting career. He's involved in music as well, which I'm excited to talk to him about. And I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. He is 6'8". At one point in his career, when he tried out for the movie The Blind Side, he weighed 400 pounds. Then COVID hit 10 years later, and we might talk about this a little bit with him, but he went up to about 559 pounds. That's the heaviest that he's ever weighed. He's nowhere close to that now. He lost over 100 pounds doing some really smart things. He got kind of the weight junk out of his life, if you will, and I'm excited to talk to him about that and just have him tell you a little bit more about what he did. But it's a hectic first day here. He just arrived here in Salt Lake at midnight last night, and now he's here, and you can imagine the life of a celebrity, all the people that want to talk to you and get your autograph. And they have these booths arranged literally in this Salt Palace Convention Hall. They have 93 booths all set up where people are going to come and pay big bucks, anywhere from, say, $50 to $120 to get the autograph of one of their favorite celebrities. And when Chris Lloyd was walking by here a few minutes ago, I just shook his hand and introduced myself, told him he's a great actor, and he thanked me, and he talked about the Actors Guild strike that is going on right now, which is affecting these folks, obviously. I can't tell you exactly how it is affecting them in detail, but it is. And it's just a really fun thing to be in this atmosphere and to watch these people walk around. And just to get the sense of excitement that the fans have for being at this convention. This is the largest convention in the state of Utah. They'll have over 100,000 people come to this convention in the next 3 days. And my good friend Dave Farr and his brother Dan. Dan, CEO, Dave is kind of his right-hand man that handles the money and the finances, et cetera. They do four of these around the country, Tampa, Indianapolis, Salt Lake. I forget where the fourth one is. But they're expanding and growing, and they're giving a great fan experience to people that come by for 3 days to be a part of this. Back in the world of junk removal, I did a show last week after doing a job down in Tampa, Florida. Our company is 1-800-JUNK-REFUND. We put the word refund in there because we do something different than all the other junk removal companies. We take your good stuff that we think someone else might buy, and we put it up for sale. And if it sells, you get some money back. We think that's the best mousetrap in the junk removal industry. Nobody else gives you money back. They charge you, in most cases, more than we do. We set our prices about 20% below some of these other junk removal companies to try and save people some money. And we do four things with the junk. We junk the junk. We recycle stuff like metal and wire. We donate stuff to Goodwill, Salvation Army, Purple Heart, etc., and get you donation receipts if it can be donated. The thing that sets us apart is that we put stuff up for sale. If it's good stuff that we think somebody might buy, we don't refurbish stuff. We don't fix it up and paint it, any of that stuff. But if it's in good shape, which a lot of the stuff is, we'll put it up for sale. And if it sells, you get some money back. 35% of the sales price if we sell something for more than $20. We've been doing it for 20 years. It leads me into all kinds of stories. I can tell you, we cleaned out last month, cleaned out a storage unit in Wisconsin, Oconomowoc, Wisconsin. And I'm in Packer, Green Bay Packer country up there. And one of the things that was in this storage unit in a transparent plastic bin was an Aaron Rodgers jersey and some other Packers stuff. So we hauled that out. We also found in one of the bins in this storage unit some coins that were individually kind of sealed and wrapped in boxes. The next job I did was in Chicago, and so a couple of days later, I was driving around Chicago, Arlington Heights area, and I stopped by a coin dealer, and I go in there with six or seven boxes of coins. One of those coins was a gold coin. It was a quarter-ounce gold coin, and with gold at $1,900 an ounce, we got $500 for that one coin. So I ended up selling that little coin collection that we had for $650. And I asked the lady as we stood at the entrance to the storage unit, I said, you know, before I started, I said, is there anything you want from in here? And she goes, nope, just take everything that's in there. So the rest of the companies, many of the junk removal companies would never have found the coins, and they would have ended up in a landfill. Some of the companies may have discovered it and found the coins, and if they would have gone home with the drivers, and the owners would have no idea that those coins were in there. I don't think the lady knew the coins were in there. She wouldn't have had us take them. What we do is we look out for it and put it up for sale, and then when we sell it, you get 35% of the sales price. So this lady makes about $280 off of the fact that her junk removal company didn't just take stuff and run away and toss it. And we think that's kind of a cool trademark, so to speak, of what we do. We've sold all kinds of things over the years. Be happy to tell you, and I may tell you more stories about that because I'm just waiting for my guest, Quentin Aaron, to come and I get a chance to interview him here and talk about The Blind Side and a bunch of other things. That was 14 years ago. He's done a lot of things since then. And when he comes, I think what I'm going to do is kind of start with the present and then work backwards and highlight some of the things that he's done with his career. Curious to see what he's doing with his music career. And as you know, there was a controversy that surfaced about 3 weeks ago with The Blind Side movie when Michael Orr, the gentleman that the movie was kind of modeled after, claimed that some things were not done properly in the distribution of the money and some of the way that some things were portrayed in the movie. That just surfaced a few weeks ago. I think Quentin went in and did about a 6 or 7 YouTube video commentary on that. I haven't had a chance to watch that, so I assume that's what that was about. But I think he made a statement about it. You may ask him about that. I don't think it really involves him at all. It's more between the gentleman that he played, who, by the way, was drafted number 23 by the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL draft a number of years ago, and went on to have a stellar NFL career. So hats off to Michael Orr. You probably will remember in 2010, Sandra Bullock won the Academy Award for Best Actress for her portrayal in that movie of Quentin's mother. And she also won the People's Choice Award for Best Actress, and she also won the Golden Globe Award for Best Actress that year. So it was a big year for The Blind Side, and I was just fascinated as I watched this movie again on Monday night by Quentin and what he's done and his great acting that he did in that movie. And I happened to see that the movie was on, cable or something the other night again. So kind of an interesting, very interesting thing. I wish I had kind of a list of the celebrities that are here that I could just read off to you. I know that the boys who are the twin brothers on the Harry Potter series, the red-haired twin brothers, they are here. You've got folks from the Karate Kid movie are here. A bunch of stars that, because I'm not streaming stuff all the time, I can't tell you exactly what they're in and who they are. I mean, most people probably could. I can't. But some of the older ones and some of the older movies and stuff, of course, I know them. But it's just kind of fun to be here. And right now, they've kind of got me. They got me in the celebrity room where you're technically not supposed to be if you're just a volunteer like me. But they've got me in here over in a corner so I can do this this radio show, which I am excited to do. One of the things we do during the radio show as well, we sell a voucher in the Washington, D.C. metro area. It's a voucher for a pickup truck of junk to be removed. That is normally $229. During the radio show, we sell it for $79. All you do is email us at junkrefund@gmail.com, and we will send you a link that allows you to buy a pickup truck of junk removal for $79 instead of $229. The lowest price that we have for that otherwise is on Groupon, and that price is $99. We have done thousands of jobs on Groupon. If you go to Groupon.com and look up 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, you will see 450 reviews with a 97% five-star rating. So we're very proud of that. We think that's pretty cool. And that's been a lot of work. But this price that you get through just the radio show is $20 less than the Groupon price. So we really tried to set something up at a great price for listeners to the radio show. So if you're in the Salt Lake City area or the Intermountain area, or if you're one of these folks that's got a few bucks and you can just fly last minute to come out and check stuff out, check out the Salt Lake Convention Center, the Salt Palace in downtown Salt Lake, and just look for the people walking around town dressed up in costumes, and they'll take you, just follow them, and they'll take you to the convention center. It is coming to life. Today is the first day. 1 o'clock is when the celebrities show up. I think they start doing autographs and other stuff at 2 o'clock, and it's just going to be a fun day. What I don't understand, and I don't know specifically, in fact, if you know the answer to this, call the show 888-627-6008 and tell us how an actor's strike, the Screen Actors Guild, I guess it is, how does that strike affect these wonderfully talented people in a convention like this? I think some of them do not have still photos out in their booths that they would normally have out where they could sell and sign. Some of them don't have that. I've seen some today already here that are out there. So I'm not really sure who this exactly applies to and who it doesn't apply to. But it should be an interesting thing to see for the next 3 days. Hats off to my friend Dan Farr, the CEO of this event, who started it 10 years ago. We're here at the 10th year anniversary of this event, the largest convention in the state of Utah. And they packed the Salt Palace and fill it up with, tens of thousands of people come through here in a three-day format. I got to tell you, I've never seen so much cash flying around a place before. Most of what they do here is all done in cash. So the autographs, the photo opportunities, other stuff that you can do with the celebrities, all cash. And so there's a lot of cash floating around here. And my buddy Dave apparently looks over that and handles that for these guys. So anyway, I'm excited to be here. I flew in yesterday. I've got to put in a plug for my friends at Frontier Airlines. When I started flying on them, I don't know, 10 years ago, I live in Washington, D.C. I've got a lot of family in Utah, so I go back and forth to Utah quite a bit. And the cheapest fares out there were on Frontier Airlines. And so I just started flying them. When I got on the plane, when I was in the gate area, anytime somebody said something about Frontier Airlines, it was not complimentary. And in fact, it was fairly negative. And I just thought, well, okay, that's true. But these planes are almost brand new if they're not brand new. And that's a comforting thing. And they have the best rates going out to Salt Lake City via Denver in the Washington, D.C. area. So I just started flying on them. You don't have to, you know, when you fly from Washington, D.C. to Salt Lake City, you're going to put about 2,000 miles on your frequent flyer number. Do that a few times, and you'll end up with 20,000 miles. Once you have 20,000 miles, you are an elite member in Frontier, which means you then board the planes first. You get the exit seat or the extra stretch-out seat areas upgraded at no charge. Those seats actually are extra padded seats. This tells you a little bit about the rest of the seats on the plane, but the seats are fabulous and are extra padded and are great. And you just get treated like a king. On more than one occasion, on many occasions actually, I've been the first one to get on the plane. And on a couple of occasions, once I got on, I turned around and just called up to the flight attendants in the front of the plane, okay, let's go. They didn't do it, but at least I made the request, which is probably good for something. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a break here. We still don't have Quentin here. He's obviously busy with a bunch of stuff going on here. But I'm going to take a break here for a minute, and we'll be back to you in about a minute on the Junk Refund Show, coming to you live from the FanEx Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah, on bbsradio.com.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, it's Alan Cook back here with you at the FanEx Convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is day one of the convention. My good friend Dave here arranged for me to interview one of the celebrities who's here who will be signing autographs in the next couple of days, Quentin Aaron, who was the co-star in the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock. He flew into town last night at midnight. I think he's had a hectic 24 hours. He is supposed to be here right now on the radio show, and I'm sure we'll see him here shortly. When he walks in the room, everybody knows him, and I am surrounded right now by a boatload of celebrities who are all here. They have 93 celebrities coming in this year, the 10-year anniversary of FanEx. And these folks are going to come in here and sign autographs for 3 days. You're going to pay anywhere from, say, $50 to $120 to get one of the autographs. You can also do a photo shoot with these folks. I don't know if the current strike with the Screen Actors Guild prevents them from doing that. I'm assuming it does not. But it's just a chance for what's going to be about 100,000 people to get the junk out of their lives and come hang out with some of their favorite celebrities, everything from voice actors to Michael J. Fox and the gang from Back to the Future are going to be here. Michael will be here tomorrow and Saturday. Biff was sitting here just behind me not very long ago, having a great time. Just a lot of wonderful actors will be here, and the whole autograph session and everything starts at about 2 o'clock today, Mountain Time. So I am here basically surrounded by very famous celebrities who have just come into town, and I've set up a little table and a couple of chairs over in the corner where I can interview Quentin and just talk with him a little bit about his life and some of the things that he's doing, which is quite remarkable. He starred in the movie in 2009, The Blind Side, with Sandra Bullock. She won the Academy Award for Best Actress in 2010. She won the People's Choice Award. She won the Golden Globe Award for her portrayal in that movie and did a fabulous job. So because we have to do this on my iPhone, and I want to make sure, and we have to do it on a speakerphone because Quentin's going to be here with me, you know, sitting across from this little round table. It's critical, of course, to keep the power on. So I got the phone powered into the wall here, right behind the water dispenser, where these folks can come and get a drink. And Quentin and I will be over here in the corner talking, you know, celebrity stuff and talking about his life. He has, I think, a lot that he can share with people about how to get the junk out of your lives. He at one time weighed 559 pounds. This is public knowledge, so I'm sure I'm not, you know, saying something I shouldn't say. And then he lost 100 pounds. And I saw him about 2 hours ago when he first got here. He looks great, and he's just a great guy. The folks that arranged this interview for me said that he has a very big heart, and he's just one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet. And so I'm very excited to have him here and to talk with him about his life and what he's done to get some of the junk out of his life, both by being a very famous actor. I don't know what his acting career was before he got the part of Michael on The Blind Side. I know since then, in the 14 years since then, he's done, I think he did a guest appearance on The Law and Order. He's done, I don't know, half a dozen other TV shows, and is now involved in a music career that I'm interested to ask him about, and just find out more about kind of what he does. I was at a doctor's office yesterday, I guess it was, and happened to pick up one of the magazines that was just sitting there on the table at the doctor's office. And one of the things that it talked about was to declutter. There was an article in there by a lady who wrote a book called Minimalista. Minimalista. And helping people get the clutter out of their lives. And I just happened to scan through the article and read some of the highlights that she had. And it talked about, you know, pick like one corner of that room and slowly work your way around in a circle, a 360-degree circle, until you come back all the way. Don't tackle the whole thing all at once. Just tackle it a little bit at a time. Get one garbage bag, for example. Go through the stuff, organize the stuff, and see if you can fill up one garbage bag of stuff that you want to get rid of. Other stuff that is in the room that you don't want to throw away, that you might want to donate, set it aside until you have a donation pile that is big enough to hold another trash bag. Wonderful tips. I think it was in Better Homes and Gardens magazine where I saw this article. But her book is Minimalista. I'll do a shout out for her book. She had some terrific ideas about just decluttering your home and your life. She talked about this need of, you know, I might need something, and that's a trigger that you probably never will need it. She talked about having memories of stuff, and you don't want to throw stuff away because it's tied to some memory with your grandmother or whatever. Take a photo of it so you can preserve the photo of it and donate or get rid of the item so you don't need to carry it around. One thing you have to realize is that grandma, bless her heart up in heaven, doesn't want to be remembered because you have her chest of drawers. She wants to be remembered without you having to look at the chest of drawers, right? She's not a chest of drawers. And just because it was hers doesn't mean you have to hold on to it. She's not using it anymore. Why do you need to use it, right? That can be kind of a blunt approach to this sometimes, but I think it's also a valid approach that makes a lot of sense. Anyway, check out the book Minimalista. I read a little bit of excerpts from the book yesterday in the doctor's office, and it was great. I'm going to do a shout out, kind of give you some updates of what's happening in our business. We're in the Washington, D.C. area. One of the ironies of our business is that the junk removal companies will come out and put yard signs out on the street medians, street corners, freeway off-ramps and on-ramps. I mean, they're everywhere. And they've done this for years because the brilliant folks at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and I'm serious when I say that, Brian Scudamore and his gang have done a great job at that company. They started posting little yard signs along the streets advertising their business. So the other junk removal businesses came in and basically copied what they were doing. And pretty soon, as you drive down streets in the Washington, D.C. area, you see 5 or 6 signs in the median of the road, all for junk removal. And I thought, well, that's ironic. It's the junk removal companies that are supposed to be decluttering our county, not cluttering it up. And how ironic that that's happening, and it's all junk removal companies. I mean, if you had a sign from a CPA and an injury attorney and somebody's restaurant, I mean, you'll see those around town. But if they all went in and started cluttering up the medians and the on-ramps and the off-ramps and et cetera, like the junk removal companies have done, there'd be such a backlash from the public demanding that those signs be taken down. So we just, a couple of days ago, put up our first bus shelter sign in the Tysons Corner, Virginia area. We pay a certain amount of money each month. I figured out when I had my friend Eric, my account rep, on the show a couple of weeks ago, we figured out it's costing me less than 25 cents an hour to have a bus shelter sign up that it's not going to fall down. It's not going to get run over. It's not going to clutter up the street. The city of Arlington, Virginia doesn't have to go out and waste their employees' time picking it up and removing it because it's not supposed to be there anyway. And it's just a cleaner, better, more professional way, in my opinion, to advertise your business. And that's what I was excited about. We just got our first one up in Tysons Corner, Virginia. We're now working on our second one to go into Montgomery County, Maryland. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. You can check out the 1-800-JUNK-REFUNDS Facebook page. Or if you want to find out what it's been like, what my life's been like the last couple of months, doing junk removal jobs, I think in 6 different states in the last couple of months, go to YouTube and look up our channel, 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, and watch any video that you want to there of these different jobs. I just put up the video a couple of nights ago from my recent trip down to Sarasota, Florida, where I flew into Tampa from Salt Lake City. Thank you, Frontier Airlines. It was a $30 flight, hundreds of dollars for most folks, but with their Go Wild Pass, which gives you free airfare for a year, for me, it was $30, and I just loved it. And then flew back to Baltimore for another $30 when I was done with the job. Check out the Go Wild Pass. That's really what I meant to say originally when I started talking about Frontier Airlines, but then I got sidetracked. Check out their Go Wild Pass. They have them for 6 months at a time. I bought the annual pass for $599, and within a month of buying it, I had saved $1,800 in airfares. That was 3 months ago, and I continue to save. It's probably paid for itself 4 times over, maybe 5 times over, and I still have 8 months to use it. So I'm a big fan of traveling cheap if you're traveling by yourself, and Frontier Airlines does it as well as anybody that I know with their Go Wild fares. and it just works out really well. I'm saving a bundle of money, and as long as I need to go to a city that they're flying to, hey, I'm game. I'm on board. The planes are always new or close to new. The staff is terrific. You got to pay for your snacks, which I still haven't gotten used to yet, but I fly pretty much to any major city in the United States right now for $30, and that's one way. And it's simply the airport taxes. My actual airfare is one penny, and then I just pay the airport taxes, which ends up being about $30 per city. But it works out well, and I'm not complaining because of the way these guys have treated me and others who have bought the pass. So I'm having fun. Check out the Go Wild Pass on Frontier Airlines and enjoy it and use it for all it's worth. I think they currently have a fall and winter special going on for $299, which is very much worth it. These folks also fly to Latin America, to Mexico. They do some international routes, and the same deal applies to those international routes. You save money big time. You just pay the airport taxes when it's time to hop on the plane and head to, you know, Cabo San Lucas. So anyway, kind of a cool thing. I do have to tell you, last week I was in the Tampa, Florida area in Sarasota, Florida. I think I talked about this on the show last week when I did it. But it's a really weird feeling to pull into a gated community in an upscale city and see a sign there directly below the stop sign that says, caution, alligators in the area. I got used to that, and I kept looking for like 3 days to see an alligator. Never once saw one, but that's okay. It was the luck of the draw, I guess. But boy, lots of ponds, lots of water. You hear all the stories about, you know, pythons and alligators and all this kind of stuff that you find down in Florida. But never once saw any of it. But I did see the signs, and the signs got my attention. So anyway, it was kind of fun. But we go around the country. I've been from Seattle to Boston to Tampa to Los Angeles, from Chicago to San Antonio. Shout out to hey, Dave. Shout out to the good folks at Enterprise Rental Car for all that they do to help me when I go out of town. I'm going to take a break here for about a minute. I'll be back to you in just a minute. You're listening to the Junk Refund Show on bbsradio.com, coming to you from FanX at the Salt Palace in Salt Lake City, Utah. Be back in a minute.
Have you ever hired one of those expensive junk removal companies, then wondered what they did with the stuff? Especially the good stuff. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we junk the junk. Recycle stuff like metal and wire. Donate items and get you receipts. And put up for sale the good stuff. And if it sells, you get some money back. Cynthia paid $375 for junk removal and got $3,200 back. Would you like to know how she did it? Tune in to the Junk Refund Show with your host, Alan J. Cook, every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time to get the junk not only out of your home, but also out of your life.
Hey, this is Alan Cook from the Junk Refund Show, coming to you from FanX in Salt Lake City, Utah. Having a great time here. A bunch of celebrities coming here to be here for 3 days, signing autographs, doing photo ops, etc. Excited to talk to my new friend Quentin Aaron, who is a co-star of the movie The Blind Side, and get his thoughts on on FanX and some of the things that he's been doing in his life. But bunch of celebrities here behind me. I've kind of got my back to them, but among others, you've got the cast of Back to the Future. We're in town. Michael J. Fox will be here Friday and Saturday. He has done some amazing stuff. stuff over the years, raising, I think it's hundreds of millions of dollars in Parkinson's disease research. And God bless him and his wonderful family for all the good that they're doing. Chris Lloyd, who played the scientist in that movie, was here just a few minutes ago. I got to say hi to him before I started the radio show. Biff was one of the first guys here. He has a great personality. He's talking to a lot of people around here and has a great sense of humor about him and a very quick personality. And just having a lot of fun talking with people here at FanX about the experience. I came here for the first time last year as just a volunteer because I know the guys that run this show, and I was happy to help out and just be a part of it and volunteer. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay. And here just having a good time at FanX in Salt Lake City. This is the largest convention in Salt Lake City. It was started 10 years ago by a brilliant guy named Dan Farr, who is the CEO of FanX. And they have 93 celebrities here. You've got, and again, you're going to have to forgive me because I can't pull all the names off the top of my head. The guy that starred in The Karate Kid is here. His nemesis is here. The folks from the Harry Potter series, the red-haired twin boys, you guys all know who they are. They are here. A bunch of people from a bunch of different series and TV shows and all kinds of things are also here. And it's day one of this convention, and all the celebrities are coming into town. And when they come into town, they come to a place called the Green Room in the Salt Palace, and that's where I am. I kind of pulled up a little corner, a little table and a couple of chairs over here in the corner so I could interview Quentin Aaron and talk to him about his involvement as a co-star of the movie The Blind Side and some of the stuff that's going on in his life since then. He has a fascinating story. His mother, his real-life mother, always taught him to be your best self. And that's one of the questions I want to ask him is a little bit about his own mother. One of the great stories of The Blind Side, of course, is the love that a mother, an adoptive mother, takes in for or displays for a kid that she takes in and helps raise him and helps turn him into an NFL, you know, star. Michael Orr was, in fact, here he comes now. We're going to talk about it in just a second. Michael was drafted, I think, number 23 in the NFL draft. And hey, buddy, how are you?
Good.
Have a seat. And it's a great thing. So I am pleased.
We got a screen for you there.
Sure. Okay, you good?
Yeah.
All right. So I am pleased to be joined by Quentin Aaron, who is the co-star of the movie The Blind Side, and is doing a lot of cool stuff since then, including music career and some other stuff. It is great to have you on the show. We're doing it through a speaker on my iPhone, so it's very simple. And that's why I kind of pulled us over in this area. Thanks. Tell me, I watched the movie again Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're doing some stuff in music and other stuff. It's been 14 years since you were in The Blind Side.
Yes.
And I thought what I would do, and again, your schedule, I don't know where they want you next and how soon you got to be someplace else. So
back at the table.
Okay, yeah. Okay. They gave me permission on the radio. The producer of the show said, stay as long as you want and just keep going if you want. So I'm going to let you kind of be the time guy, but I'm thrilled to talk to you.
Cool.
I got to tell you, Quentin is 6'8". I'm going to guess about 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's got a big smile on his face, and other celebrities are coming by saying hi to him and et cetera.
Oh, man. I'm such a fan of these shows as well.
You have been coming to this for how many years?
Well, this is my first Salt Lake show.
Oh, okay.
First Salt Lake show, but this is my fourth show for FanX.
Nice.
I met Dan last year. You know, we became good friends I'm part of the family now.
Yeah, so you are.
Doing all the shows with them. Well, terrific guest. I'm doing a minute interview right now.
Okay. Yeah, you're cool. You're cool. Yeah. We're good. We're flexible.
Yeah.
So So as you can tell, there are a bunch of cool folks walking around here behind us. I kind of got Quentin over here in the corner so we can talk on the radio show. But
yeah,
what I want to do is I want to talk about, like, current stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then go backwards, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to start with the blind side. That's 14 years ago.
Cool.
You were brilliant then, by the way.
Thank you.
So let's talk about what's going on today. So FanX, this is your first FanX in Salt Lake. This is my second FanX. I was a Mormon missionary with Dave Farr when he and I were both 19 and 20. And that's how I knew him. So that is a 40, 45-year friendship. And he has told me over the years, you got to come to FanX and you got to see what's going on. So I came out last year and had me sell autographs from William Shatner. So I don't know what they're going to have me do this year, but this year I said, hey, I'm on for 3 days. And I'm just thrilled to have you here. Tell me about your own mother. Let's start with that. Your mom. Tell me about the feelings about your mom.
Most important woman in my life, God rest her soul, she's up there now. But she's the reason for the family, who I am, where I am. You know, she protected me, loved me, cherished me, raised me, taught me, and encouraged me to follow my dreams. Despite of everything that we've been through, and everything that I've seen her go through, and the sacrifices she made for my brother and me, she's my superhero.
How long ago did you lose her?
15 years.
It's been 15 years.
August 30th, May, 15 years. And she passed away in 2008, August 30th.
So she never saw you in the mood?
One of the last things she told me before she passed, because the movie was on hold for a while, and she said, I don't want you to worry. There's no way they're going to do that movie without you.
Mom
said, they're on hold right now for whatever reason, but when they're ready to do it, they're calling you. They can't do that movie without you. And that's what she believed.
She was right.
I learned not to doubt her. You know what I mean? Don't doubt Mama. She knows. Mama knows.
Older brother or younger brother?
Younger brother. Interestingly enough, from your own, I never knew my father growing up. A couple years ago.
I guess that might be true when I read a little bit about you.
Go ahead. A couple years ago, I got the urge to look for him.
Yeah.
Found him through Ancestry.
Nice.
And we wound up connecting. I want to say maybe like a month and a half or 2 months before he passed away. But he connected me with his other children. It turns out I have a dozen brothers and sisters on my father's side.
I got 10 myself.
So it's like 14 of us all together when I count me and my brother.
Yeah.
So, me and my brother have a different father. So,
yes, I got you. I got you.
But, yeah, so I have a huge family. I haven't met them in person yet, but we all keep in touch with the text chain.
Good. Good.
At some point, we're going to make it happen.
Good.
We all can connect and have that big reunion.
Awesome. You know? That's awesome. Tell me about your music career. Fill me in on that, what you're doing in that area.
So, music has always been a love of mine. I grew up singing in church, and even before I got into the church, I was singing in school in the chorus.
Tenor or bass or baritone?
I was a tenor and alto growing up.
Good.
I had a high range.
Me too.
And it was just the joy of mine. Like, my mom loved music. She played music all the time, and that's how I got into it, because, you know, my mom was my biggest. I was definitely a mama's boy through and through. So she would always play songs she liked, and I liked
She did a great job.
I was entertaining music and stuff, and then, so I taught myself how to sing like the artists out here.
Yeah.
And one of my favorites, one of my favorites growing up was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
So I did Who's Loving You?
Nice.
At a talent show when I was 7, I won first place.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember I went one summer to stay with my grandparents in Augusta, Georgia. And my grandma was like, you see this roof, you going to go to church.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and I was like, grandfather's a preacher, mama's a preacher, right? So,
nice.
So, like, this roof, you're going to church. And I heard the choir, and I was like, okay, all right, I like it. You know, so we did that, and from there, it was just, I joined the choir, and
on two choirs, and enjoyed three. And then, I was on every choir except for the senior and the women's choir.
Have you put out an album recently, or what?
No, not an album yet. I've recorded a few songs, but I put out one.
Cool.
I put out a single, Lead With Love, my debut single, came out June 23rd this year.
Nice.
And, yeah, it's been pushing. A lot of people that hear it liked it. We hopefully we can do some big things with it.
Nice.
I still want to shoot them.
Yeah.
Still want to shoot a music video for it. Yeah, I'm excited.
I got to tell you, this is the first time I've met Quentin, and it is just really fun to sit here across from a guy who just has, like, this magnetic smile. As the celebrities walk behind me, Quentin can see who they are. I can't see who they are. But they're stopped. They say hi to him. They wave to him. This is a very popular guy here at Spanx. And yet I get the sense, as Dave told me when he was telling me a little bit about you, this is a guy who has one of the biggest hearts and is one of the nicest guys at FanX and one of the nicest celebrities out. That's a quote from Dave. That's what he said about you.
Thank you.
Yeah. And it just says a lot about you and what you're like. Tell me, are you from the Bronx originally?
Yes.
Grandparents are down in Augusta,
mm-hmm.
right?
And they moved down there in 1992.
Okay. What's the most exciting thing going on in your life?
Around that time?
Right now. No, now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Current?
What's got you, like, really pumped?
Oh, man. All right. Without putting out too much information, we just got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to be getting married soon. And so I'm excited about that. I'm 39. Finally.
You're a young pup. I'm 65. You're a young pup.
Hey, listen. So... the average person just married in their early 20s, spitting out babies already.
Sorry.
I don't have any kids yet. And so I'm cool because I'm at that point in my life where I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah, good.
And it's starting to happen. So I'm excited for what's to come.
Do you want to talk about how you met the girl?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I'm excited for you.
Absolutely.
Good.
This guy right here is my twin brother.
There we go.
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Doing good.
See you again.
You too.
We have a little cup of water here.
Exactly.
Very good. What did you... Another thing. The movie The Blind Side popped up in kind of a controversial way 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I don't think you're so much involved in this at all. Maybe you are, but I don't think so. But and I didn't really want to delve into that too much because I think that's between other people and stuff. Is there anything you want to comment on about that or say about that in any regard, or just let that go the way it goes?
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping up on the press and media about it because I really don't feel like it's my business.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad and unfortunate to hear about what's happening to begin with, but I'm not... I don't really have an opinion as to what's going on other than I hope and pray that they can come to some sort of resolve and kind of end their relationship over it. And I really feel like they should just, handle it out in the public eye.
Yeah, there you go. It's a good attitude.
Yeah, but that's about as far as
that's good. That's a good answer. I'm going to call it a necklace. What should I really call it? The necklace.
Yeah.
The necklace you're wearing that has your mother and you.
Yeah,
it's both of them, right?
Yeah, the picture. This is a selfie that we said. This is the last picture I took with her.
Wow.
A fan actually sent me this for my birthday 1 year.
Really?
I opened it and looked at it.
What'd you
burst into tears?
Did you really?
Crazy. Like I'm like, oh my god! And then on the back, she wrote. So I had post one time, so my mom was really excited. She had it inscribed on the back. And then,
does it have to do with being your best self?
Yeah, basically, and then so make friends with people that have the same goals, determination, and mindset as you, and who are as smart or smarter than you. That way, you never get sidetracked for what you're meant to do in life.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's true. It's like, it's really, if you're heading a certain way in your life, and you're heading down a certain path, you don't need to have a circle of friends going in the opposite direction.
Correct.
Because it's going to sidetrack you. It's going to pull you off course. It's going to make it just that much harder for you to be successful in what you're trying to achieve. And my mom was a firm believer in that. So that's kind of stuck to her.
What's the biggest thing you learned from being in the movie The Blind Side?
I've learned a lot from the opportunity to get to work with Sandra Bullock and Tim McGraw and all of them, and just having fun, being comfortable, enjoying the moment, and just how to hold yourself as a professional on set, and just watch the camera and how humbled but also professional and caring and like approachable she is. You know, I remember she didn't have lunch with us all in the tank instead of going to her trailer and everything.
That's cool.
So cool. Like, just watching her all the time. She was cool to hang out with. I love it. And so I just took so much from that film and that experience, and just look forward to applying it to other parts of my life and career.
How did you feel when you were at the Academy Awards and she won the Academy Award for
amazing.
Best Actress?
It was amazing. I knew she was going to win.
Like, you knew, you believed? I mean, you kind of, you would have bet your life she was going to win.
It's hers, definitely. No disrespect to the other.
Yeah.
She did have some great competitors. But I just felt like it was in the bank for her, you know. And I was excited. I mean, this was like at the beginning of my career, so I was a little blind and I didn't know a lot of the things that I did now.
Yeah.
Because I could have done things differently, and I possibly would have been nominated as well. But, you know, it's you let me learn. I know better now, so I'll be better.
Was that your first movie?
We were in some movies before that.
First lead role.
It was fourth film. Yeah.
Awesome. What do you like most about Sandra?
Her personality. She was just so cool to hang with and get to know on set. She was just like so approachable, like I said. And not to mention the fact that I was having crushes. He had that on the top of like having me shake and even this.
What did you say when you first met her the very first time? Yeah. Tell me what that was like.
I went to the hotel in Atlanta where I was meeting her and the director, and they were talking, and I could hear them outside the room. So when I walk into the room, they walk up to me and give me a big hug. She walks up to me, immediately gives me a big hug, and the director pulled out his phone and took a picture and everything.
You can tell how popular this guy is. These celebrities come by and they see Quentin and they just come up and hug him and give him a kiss on the cheek and do all kinds of fun stuff. So,
I don't know, however you want to put it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Did you get to play a lot with her?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
She does. Who's really talking about it? Yeah, she was born.
I remember that quote.
You're right. She's a professional.
Lucky man, you got to play with her.
Definitely, thank you.
See? No, that's okay. So Quentin knows everybody, and he's got this killer smile, and people come by, and he smiles at him, and whammo, they come over here and want to hug or kiss him on the cheek or whatever.
So for those of you who don't know, that was Holly Marie Combs.
Yeah.
And Rose McGowan from Charmed. I don't know if you watched Charmed back in the day.
No, I'm a little naive on some of these folks, to be honest.
Okay, yeah. So that was I mean, it was just his name, but he was in something that I watched growing up too, and I can't. I'm drawing a blank right now, but it'll come back to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm surrounded by celebrities, and I can't tell you.
You know, three out of five remember our faces, more so than names. But like, I met a lot of them at previous shows and everything, so it's cool. Like when I come to things, it's almost like seeing people again. It's like I was
really well, yeah.
I feel like back in the 80s, and that kind of movie. Yeah, right
there. Yeah. There you go. Yep.
Yeah, it was a fight night. And I got,
yeah, this is great. Tell folks, because you know who they are.
Yeah.
Some of these folks, I don't know. I'll recognize some of them, but a lot of them I won't recognize.
I know. But see, the thing about me, I don't remember.
Yeah, it's okay. That's okay. But you got a bunch of them in your phone, I'm sure. Probably.
Exactly.
Where were you at FanX, the other city that you, there are other cities that you've been at? Were you down in Tampa or Indianapolis?
I did all of the cities this year. Atlanta was the first one.
That's
then
good.
I did Indianapolis. Then I did Tampa in July. And then now here.
What do you know how many autographs you're going to sign in the next 3 days?
I'm hoping.
How much do you charge? Do you pick the price of what you charge? Do the celebrities pick the price?
I think sometimes you can pick the price. I try not to break the bank, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot more people here have bigger prices than I do, so I'm moderately low.
How much will people pay for your autograph?
$40.
$40.
Yeah.
That's the lowest I've seen. I did William Shatner last year. It was $120 a piece.
Yeah.
That's an awesome figure.
I don't know if I have it in my heart to charge that much.
No. Well,
I mean, hey, listen, but he's William Shatner. He's a freaking legend.
Well, that says a lot about what you're like, because I've kind of walked around the tables to see who's coming this year. $50 for an autograph is the lowest I've seen. You're at $40. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. That's awesome.
Made me think maybe I should raise it a little.
No. I was telling you what I've seen. You know,
that means I should have the biggest line.
You should have the biggest line. Yeah. You should have the biggest line. What advice do you have for the kids who are out there who have not been dealt the most favorable hand of cards in their life? And you know what I'm saying? The kids that have just got a tough situation.
Kids like me.
Basically. Kids like you. What would you tell them?
For those kids that are still in school and not, you know, having tough run at life, if you know what you want to do, focus on doing it. Every step of the way, take advantage of the people at your disposal. You know, your principal, whoever, whatever adult in your life that you can connect with that'll help you expand on what you want to be in life, whether it's in the arts or some sort of business or even acting or singing, you know. I say take advantage of it when you're young. Grow that passion by putting in the work constantly, because when you get older and the world is no longer as kind because you're now an adult, it'll be a lot easier when you already know where you're headed and how to get there, because you put in the time when you were younger. Life is going to happen, you know. Sometimes we get dealt bad cards, but, you know, most you can do is take it on the chin, keep on moving.
And play the best hand you can.
Play the best hand you can, you know. Sometimes in life, I could be sitting there with nothing, but I'm going to play it like I got all the aces. You know what I mean?
Every single time.
Because I'm trying to speak that positivity into my life. And if it's where, if I believe in something wholeheartedly and I work hard to achieve it, it's the stop.
That's right.
You know? Plus, I also got God in my life. He's the head of my life. And I put him first in all that I do. And, you know, I think can't go wrong, you know, and do that. And I mean, not to say that. I'm not trying to impose my
beliefs.
Everyone's free to do as they feel. That's just what I, who I am.
Does that go back to your grandparents in Augusta? Is that where the...
Yeah, growing up in church and, you know, and even in my church home in New York as well. And, you know, the more I grew up and the more I got closer to Christ and my connection with him and just building that relationship. He's shown me throughout my life several times where, you know, he's real. I said it's funny, sometimes you'll get put in a situation where you can't depend on nobody but him.
That's true.
Out of it,
that's true.
You know who to give the credit to. And I've had a couple of those instances in my life, you know, like when I got the blind side.
Yeah.
Literally 30 seconds before I got an eviction notice.
30 seconds before?
30 seconds before I got the call that I got
the movie.
That you got the part? I got an eviction notice.
Holy cow.
The sheriff's department called me and said, we are evicting you in 72 hours, and, you know, if you don't move out by then, your door's going to be padlocked, everything that's in here will be property of the owners. I got the phone, I was like, all right, I'm trying to get a motel or something for me and my brother.
How old were you?
I was 24.
24, okay.
Yeah, 24.
All right. And you had auditioned how...
I auditioned. So
how much earlier from that time did you audition?
A little over a year.
Okay.
My first audition was in October, the end of October of 2007. The day that I got that eviction notice and then the call that I got the movie was late February 2009.
Unbelievable.
Literally like the end of February going into March because... I think we got October on March 3rd. So that might have been, so that was the end of, that was the beginning of March.
And you said it was how long from the eviction notice till you got the notice? Was it
30 minutes? 30 seconds? 30 seconds. Like, I got off the phone.
That's unbelievable.
I hung up. I said to myself, all right, I'm going to get a hotel for me and my brother, figure out from there what to do next.
Tell me about that phone call. Tell me about that phone call.
So... I'm working with the security job, first job I got all year long, like all winter. First of all, to recap, my mom passed away August 30th, 2008. Me and my brother stayed in the same apartment that we lost her in. I couldn't get a job all winter. All winter, no money.
Are you up in the Bronx?
Up in the Bronx. Walking back and forth to my aunt's house, cooking food for me and my brother so we could eat warm meals. We lost all of our lights, utilities, all
they shut the power off?
Yep. So think about winter in New York, no electricity, nothing.
You and your brother.
Me and my brother. Same place we lost our mom in. The week that I got the security job, it was the first job I got all year. It was the end of February. It was a 7-day security job, paid $1,000. I was just so happy to for the first time. You know, so the last day of the job was the day I got the eviction notice.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, I'll take the money that I'm getting today, go get us the hotel, figure it out from there. As soon as I had that thought, the phone rings again. My manager at the time picks up, she goes, quick, guess what? Now, I told you how long it's been since I heard anything from that movie.
A year.
She said, guess what? And I said, Blindside. She goes, I'm like, what? At the time that I said that, I see Tina Fey walking towards me. Because this is that Silver Cup studio. So Tina Fey, when they were shooting 30 Rock, was down the hall.
Yes.
She was walking towards me. I'm like, and then when I said, wait, what? And she's like, this. And she's right there in front of me. And I said, I'm clear. I got hung up on my manager. And I told Tina Fey, I was like, she's like, what happened? I said, I just booked the lead role in the major motion picture. She didn't tell me that. She said, how do you know? But I was like, I know. And so she's like, oh my God, I thought you were security. And I said, actually, I love security. I'm an actor. And she gave me
I have security.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she gave me a hug and she went on about her business. I was like, oh, that's awesome. And I was like, wait, I called my manager back. So I picked up the phone, called her back.
There you go, man. I heard your song the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This,
Alan.
Yeah, my name. Nice to meet you. Tell why I put you on that side, right? Did you guys?
Yeah, so but
celebrity heaven.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
So you called your manager back, you got the part, you called your manager back.
Oh yeah.
And what'd you say?
And so I called back and my manager was like, hey, so production for the Blind Side called and they wanted to know if you're still available to do the movie because they're getting ready to go, like they greenlit. And I said, I hope you told them, yeah.
Yes.
Someone's getting ready to call you. And I said, all right, hang on. As soon as I hung up the phone, a number called that I didn't know. I answered the phone, and it's Tim Bourne. He's the line producer on the film. So he goes, hey, Quentin, it's Tim Bourne here. I wanted to know if you still wanted to come down to Atlanta and do the Blind Side. And I was like, let me check my schedule. Yeah. Like, yeah. And he goes, all right, cool, great. So we'll get you down here as soon as possible to Atlanta. And I was like, the final as soon as possible. So I can come tomorrow. I'm just saying. Okay, cool. We'll get you your first class ticket down to Atlanta tomorrow. And wow. I was like, can I bring my brother?
That's a great question.
And they was like, yeah, we'll get you two first class tickets tomorrow. No problem.
Okay. Your brother's loving you.
Almost not. I was like, bursting with tears.
That's unbelievable.
All the way in, like,
30 seconds after you got evicted, after you got the
30 seconds.
That's unbelievable.
I'm like, look at how you know what I mean? And I tell you, I kid you not, the part where I got emotional was I went home and I told my brother. Now,
I can pay you back.
He hadn't shown any emotion. And it was like, I didn't know the state of mind he was in. After moving her mom, she didn't cry, she didn't laugh, no smile, no smirk, no frown.
Just straight.
Blank, you know, the whole time. I seen a couple of tears, but I know all outside. Then I went back home and I told him that we got that part. He goes back on the bed. He goes, oh my God, thank you. First emotion I've seen from him. Is that. You know the scene with Sandra when I said I never had one before in the bed, but she walked out there.
Oh, yeah, never had one before, yeah.
Not seeing any joys like that, I walked out the room and I was like, oh my God, you're like crying, couldn't hold it together today. Like, oh my God.
See, that tells people what your heart's like. What you just said was, you get this major motion picture part. 30 seconds after being notified you're being evicted within 72 hours, you get the call to confirm that they're going, yeah, we want you down in Atlanta. And you go home to your brother and you say, we
got
the part.
Yeah.
Not I got the part. You said, we got the part.
Yeah.
That's as good a speech on being a brother and being a teammate as you, what's that? We got the part. Four words.
Yeah.
There's a sermon behind that whole thing, just that simple. That says a lot about you. I think that's fabulous.
Thank you.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. It was one of those moments where, like, you know,
he must have gone nuts.
Yeah, he was so excited because it was like, we're coming out of here. I didn't even tell him about the eviction. I was like, why bring it up?
It wasn't like
there was anything you could do about it. At this point, there was nothing I needed to do about it. You're really busy? Fine. I'm out.
See you in the theater.
Exactly. That's exactly what my thoughts were. I was like, that's cool. Whatever you want to wear, clothes, you like, throw it in that bag. I'm going to throw mine in this bag.
See you at the premiere.
Exactly. Left everything in the place that we didn't want to take, didn't need to take.
That is such a great story.
Yeah.
We Dave, our mutual friend, was a linebacker at BYU and the University of Utah, and told me that, I was going to tell you, Oh, we had a Heisman Trophy winner down there at one point named Ty Detmer, who won the Heisman Trophy as a quarterback. We've had a lot of good quarterbacks at BYU over the years. Ty and the team were in Hawaii getting ready for a game when they awarded the Heisman Trophy at the Downtown Athletic Club in New York. They called Ty to inform him that he had won the Heisman Trophy. And his first words were, "We got it."
Exactly.
That he announced to the team, right? I thought that was a brilliant thing to say. And that's exactly what you said to your brother. We got the part. That's fabulous. Is there anything? I know you've got we got places to go, especially you, because you're going to start signing autographs. I hope you sign 1,000 autographs in the next 3 days. They should come find you. And
that would be glorified.
Get you
awesome.
Is there anything, given that this show is about how to get the junk out of your, not just your home and your garage and stuff with a junk removal company that I am involved in, but it's also about how to get the junk out of your life. Is there anything else you want to say to listeners that just summarizes, based on your life, your experience, all this good stuff that you've done, anything else you want to say is kind of parting words of advice on a guy that's got a great story like you do?
So I can impart some wisdom.
There we go.
what I've learned over the years. As I said, I do motivational speaking too, and I'm always learning. We're always learning. We're growing as we go. What I've learned that in this one life that we have to do what's best for us.
Right.
Society today tries to send you in the direction that they want you to go.
Right.
You get people around you who, some may mean no harm, but they're trying to tell you, you need to do this or you need to do that. Sometimes it's not best to listen to the people that say, you need to do this and you need to do that. Because the way I look at it is like, if you really care about that person, find out what they want to do. Find out what they're passionate about. And then make some suggestions on how they can go about achieving that. As opposed to just telling them what it is they need to be doing with their lives.
Right.
That has nothing to do with you. You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So if I can encourage people nowadays to follow your heart. No matter where you are currently in your life, it doesn't mean that you can't get to where you want to be.
Correct.
And look at your dreams as your goal. The only reason we call dreams dreams because we think that they're unattainable. We think that we can't get to them. We call goals goals because we feel like there's something that we can achieve.
Right.
I stopped looking at my dreams as dreams because I knew that I could turn them into my reality.
Right.
And so I want to encourage kids to chase your dreams till they become your reality, so that they become goals instead of dreams.
Beautiful.
And just go for it. No matter where you are in your life, the only person that can stop you from being successful is you. You know what I mean? Because if you don't believe in yourself, you're not going to do it. If you believe in yourself, you're going to do it. You know what I mean? And you can't tell everyone about what you're doing, what you're trying to do. They can know after you did it. But a lot of times people aren't trained for you. People aren't in your corner. And sometimes you'll tell them something that they shouldn't see because God didn't give them that insight. So it's like keep your head down, work hard, achieve what you want to achieve. And that way you could be where I am one day, sitting here as a person who had this dream from childhood and is not living it.
Beautiful.
And encouraging other people to do the same.
That makes for a great life, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
When you turn your dream into reality with God's help, probably doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to wrap this show up. Big thanks to Quentin Aaron, my new buddy here at FanX in Salt Lake, and a brilliant guy both on and off the screen, by just saying to his young lady he's engaged to, wherever you are, you are about to marry one of the finest people on the planet, and I congratulate you in advance for connecting with this guy, because that was a brilliant move on your part. You're the best. Thanks for taking time to do this. Great to meet you. Have a great time at FanX.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Folks, this is Alan kind of signing off for this week, having just talked to Quentin Aaron here at FanX in Salt Lake City. If you're anywhere near Salt Lake City, get your butts down here and pay $40 to get his autograph. You can thank me later. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show. Thanks to everybody involved, and it's been a pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Junk Refund Show, the longest-running junk removal radio show on the air. Join us next week as we discuss innovative ways to declutter your home, your business, and your life using 20 years of junk removal experience. Find out why we give out free ice cream gift cards to our clients, too. In upcoming shows, we will explore how to get the junk out of your relationships, your spiritual life, your waistline, even your travel life. Plus, call in with questions and situations you would like some help with. At 1-800-JUNK-REFUND, we are committed to bringing the next generation of junk removal, because not all junk is junk. See you next week on the Junk Refund Show, every Thursday afternoons at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on BBS Radio TV.